De la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its many cultural expressions. Let's celebrate from March 1st to March 31st, 2020, across the country. Discover the RVF 2020 online newspaper at rvf.ca. Take part in many activities in your region and enter our national contest for a chance to win cash prizes or a trip to Switzerland. For more information, visit rvf.ca.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. For now, to the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your void or make me avoid the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Wow, wow, wow.
Now we talk about sex on the radio, wah, and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Take a needle, press pause. Will that stop us? I doubt it. All right then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. To try make any man's eyes pop. Fellas drool like fools. But then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit cause her body was a booming.
No love, just sex. For the max with a check and a no. That last night, that last night was dope. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Having Sex with Megan.
And Slynn.
On 107 CILU, the radio.
Also Instagram Live.
Also Instagram Live. We're live. We're streaming also on luradio.ca/listen.
Lots of things.
Whatever you have access to in this time of quarantine, we're here for you.
Can't get rid of us.
You can talk to your pals. We'll listen to your pals and, like, talk to yourself.
Yeah.
But pretend we're talking
Tweet
to you.
Tweet at us.
Go for
Come
it.
Come in the live.
Come in the live. Talk to us in the live. We'll probably respond to you.
Probably.
We'll see.
Yeah.
See we'll how see we're how feeling. Goes. How was your week, Celine?
It was good. Lots has really happened.
Yeah, real, real.
Let's see. My job, which basically paid me the most, which I kind of count on, mm-hmm. Has closed for the rest of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
My other job is basically, like, through LU, is basically, like, making events. So
you're like,
that is
can't
also
do that.
Canceled.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then I'm a TA, but, like, most of my stuff is online, so that's cool. My class is now online, and then I work in a pharmacy, so that's never quitting.
Yeah, that is not stopping anytime
so,
soon.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be working more hours there because the demand is, like, picked up because I guess people are kind of freaking out.
Yep.
Need their stockpile.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as a former grocery store employee, I'm really feeling for those young teenage girls working weekends.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I liked Brute's Battlefield's tweet. Tweet that was like, as someone that worked at a grocery store for 8 years, I'm like, yes, come through with the expert
love
knowledge.
An expert
yes.
opinion. Tell us about it, Mom. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
work.
Was yours?
It was pretty good. It was kind of wild because,
right.
like, lots of people are like, I just got back from vacation and now I can't work for 2 weeks.
Right.
People are like, I'm not coming to work because too spooked, which I get.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're all like trying to figure out our schedules and they're all a mess.
I too am now spooked because now I have to work more because you were spooked. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very like, while I see that making money is a good thing, it's a lot of work and exhausting. And I have to work with like the public a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not loving it.
Not the one for me personally.
But you know.
Yeah.
We carry on. We travel in.
I mean, honestly, like, I feel like I should have made an OnlyFans account because I feel like that kind of business is booming right now because people are at home.
True.
Yeah, I've been buying a lot of beaded earrings, so maybe I should learn to bead.
There you go. I mean, that's the thing, too, is I'm hearing a lot of, like, people being like, yeah, freelancing seems like a good option right now, but a lot of freelancers aren't getting stuff because people are like, while they're also like buying a bunch of stuff at the grocery store, they are saving their money and not buying like
that's true
crafts and things like that. They're buying like food and that's it, and then saving all their money because they don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like a trepidatious situation for people who make things and are like freelance
working. That's true. I don't really need to worry about like a place to live kind of thing.
Yeah,
so like I'm just kind of buying things because I'm like sad at home because I have nothing else to do.
Totally. Yeah. I'm very like, this is annoying, but not hurting me in the way it is hurting other people.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's more just, like I said, annoying than anything else. I feel bad for people who are like, I have to now stay home because my kids aren't going to school and now I cannot come to work. I'm like, that really sucks.
Speaking
even
of
if you have like a spouse that works, like, and you're not like going to be short for money, you use the job to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I hear from a lot of my coworkers that have kids. They're like, I go to work so that I don't have to be at home
all
watching
time.
My kids all the time. And I'm like, that totally makes sense to me. So
especially like trying to entertain your kids at home.
Yeah, when you can't go out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's kind of a good time to bring up Roots to Harvest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah.
We love a local business.
I shared a post on my Facebook, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I also shared it with a lot of people that I don't have on Facebook. So Roots to Harvest is kind of trying to fill in the gaps for folks who rely on like food programs in schools.
Mm-hmm.
So they are going to be cooking up a storm, they said on their Facebook post, to try and fill the gap. So they're going to be providing things like muffins, bananas, oranges, hard-boiled eggs, and then they're going to be working with community partners to get them out to families who need them. So they are accepting donations over the next week, so Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, at their location on 450 Fort William Road, which is beside Moose Hall. So they're looking for donations of muffin cups, so large and small, large Ziplocs, flour, both all-purpose and whole wheat, bran, white and brown sugar, eggs, they need a lot of those, milk, salt, and oranges.
And always donating money is great, because then they can, they really know what they need and they can buy what they need or like provide money to people who need it to buy their own stuff.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure they're a registered charity, right?
They are. I'm fairly certain.
And I think you can get like a, what is it? Like a little tax receipt.
Definitely.
And you can donate online. So you don't need to leave your house.
Mm-hmm. If you don't want to like expose yourself. Totally. Yeah. And then they'll be able to buy what they need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love to see that in the community.
We love to see it.
I'm seeing a lot of that stuff too, where it's like donate cash or donate to Shelter House and all those kind of places because they're being cleared out. So yeah,
I think like the vibes are pretty good here.
Mm-hmm.
Like while there's like a lot of like panic buying and like weirdness and whatever, people are going to be selfish in any situation. My best friend lives in Australia and she said it's like absolute chaos down there. So
yeah.
Could be worse.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of organizations locally are like taking this seriously and also like trying to be comforting, not being like antagonistic or panicky, which is really helpful, I think, because people are like, love to support a local business, but glad that you're saying like, we're going to be closed. We're doing delivery. A lot of places are like, we're doing delivery or you can come and pick it up so you don't have to sit in the restaurant, which I love. So yeah, I think people are taking it seriously, but keeping it positive and keeping it progressive, like we're moving forward, we're doing things, we're not just like victims to something that we can't control, which is really cool.
Yeah,
I love it.
We love to see it.
We love to see the locals.
Keep the good keep the good vibes going.
Keep the good vibes rolling.
Call your grandma. Maybe don't visit her.
Yeah, don't visit her, but call her.
Yeah, maybe she's lonely. Call her.
She probably is lonely if she's stuck at home because she can't go see her friends that she goes to see you every day to play cards. You could cook her stuff and
then leaving it outside on her doorstep.
Be a little angel. That's cute. That would be cute, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
I love that. So kind of like on the same vein, our question this week is what's the sexiest activity to do while social distancing? So it's probably like you and your roommates or you and your partner, and that's kind of all the people you're seeing right now.
Right. Or you and your family, who I guess is also your roommate.
Yeah.
And your dog.
I exclusively refer to my family as my roommates at this point. I am old enough that that is what's happening. That is the relationship.
I mean, I don't live with a partner.
I don't either.
So.
But I can imagine that would be like a good time to like.
No, that would be my personal nightmare. That would be a good time for nothing.
No, that would be. That would absolutely. So being stuck with anyone is a nightmare. Yeah. But I'm thinking like that would be a good time to like take up a new hobby with your partner. Right. Like start a new show. Maybe learn how to cook something.
Work and get them to try it. Maybe.
Maybe it's time to talk. Maybe it's finally time to sit down and talk. That's possible. I could see it.
It like it honestly gives me anxiety thinking about like any of my exes and having to be stuck in a room like for a long period of time with them.
Which is why they are now your exes. Right. Totally tracks.
But I just like couldn't even like even on my best day where I'm like really obsessed with someone in like a healthy way, I guess. But like But like I can't imagine like just being like, yes, this is the only person I'm gonna see for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So maybe just take your alone time if you need it. Maybe that's sexy.
Knowing your boundaries is very sexy. So being like, we can spend time together, but I also need my own space sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if you live in like a small apartment or something where there isn't a lot of space. I would be like, okay, you take the living room and I take the bedroom and like, we're going to spend 4 hours apart and I need you to not talk to
me. Don't talk to me.
I think that's valid to be like, I need space. Especially if you're trapped just in.
And then it makes it sexier when you talk to each other because you're
then it's all fresh and new.
You. Yeah.
What happened to you in the last 4 hours? Tell me about it. I'd love to know.
What kind of dogs walk by the window?
Please describe each one in detail.
Yeah, I think like you could phone somebody like if you're in the early stages of a relationship, or even if you're like you just don't live together, I think that could like rekindle some kind of like cute beginning stage romance.
I've seen people doing some like Skype cooking parties where they each cook their own thing, but they all do it on Skype together.
That's cute.
And then like sit down and eat together, so you're not really like eating a meal with your friends, but you are,
but you're not eating together.
So I think that sounds really cute. That'd be a really cute date, actually.
Yeah,
to like do a little Skype eating your pasta on opposite ends of the Skype call kind of situation. Oh my gosh,
I used to be in a long distance relationship and we used to do that all the time and it like wasn't cute.
Because like, the sound of slurping pasta maybe not.
Yeah, it, but I think like if it's like a novel thing, like if it isn't your like regular
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just a nice time to be by yourself, but also like try something new. Try mm-hmm. new ways of connecting with people.
Yeah, definitely mm-hmm. like do a three-way call that you've never done before. Ooh, or like
a three-way call.
A three-way call, a four-way work. Call. Like do a yeah. do a many-person call, play charades via Skype. Do oh something gosh, yeah. you've never done before. That's fun. With like a, maybe with a group of people you've never like gathered together before.
Omegle. Just goes do on Omegle.
Just call random numbers and see
what's
who answers.
What's the sexiest thing to do? Omegle. You know what I've been doing mm. is sending like really risky, stupid texts.
Trying Let to get the vibes
myself.
Going.
Yeah, because I've just been so bored that I need to like entertain myself. And I keep seeing all these memes of like quarantine bae. And I'm like, should I just like text
Am
this
I gonna risk it all?
I cut off for a reason? I'm like, should I just do that?
Does that sound fun?
Should I just cause some chaos in my life?
Oh my goodness.
So yeah. Maybe don't do that.
Don't do that. But that is maybe what you're doing.
Some numbers. But yeah, that is actually what I'm doing. So.
I love it. Incredible.
What's your answer?
I feel like, yeah, maybe taking up a hobby you've never done before, like something you can do in your house. Maybe like do some origami. You probably have yeah. some printer paper or like write maybe letters.
Read aloud to each other. That's so wholesome.
That is wholesome. Aww. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's cute.
I've seen a lot of obstacle courses
oh,
being
what?
Made by parents oh, okay, to like keep okay, their kids active okay. and like get some of the energy out. Because right. if you're stuck in the house, there's not a lot of places to go, but like something to do.
That's so bizarre. I was thinking like as adults, I'm like, just Meg, what?
You know what? That could be fun. You it never know. Fun. With a laundry basket, it. You got to balance on. Have you seen those ones? I remember there was a video forever ago, but it was like the Finnish ski team or something. And they have to do this obstacle course where no. it's like the balance was insane. They have to like jump with both feet like parallel to each other and not okay. let them separate. And they were like balancing on all this gymnastic gear.
Oh no, that's not for me personally.
Wild
physical activity by choice as entertainment. Not for me.
You
really.
Might need it after like 10 days of not being able to leave the house though, just to get that energy going. You know,
right?
We'll see.
Rochelle says sewing party.
Ooh, a sewing party. That's fun. Mm. Making crafts.
Yeah.
Over Skype. That would be fun. Because then yeah. you can like, because lots of people go to like coffee shops and sit and chat while they make right. their craft. So just do that, but over Skype right. or over the phone.
I mean, I've seen you more than I've seen the people I live with at this point. So I feel like we don't really just to Skype hang out at this point. But we've been like quarantining, but with each other.
Yeah. You and me in the booth. Real.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that idea. Like yeah. do a craft, but do it with somebody else. You don't yeah. have to necessarily be doing the same thing, but like have someone to talk to while you do it. Yeah. I like that. That's fun.
Yeah.
Reorganize the furniture in a room of your house.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
Sometimes
yeah.
like a really, it also feels really good because you're like, I did something, even if it's not really anything productive, quote unquote. I think it can feel really good to like clean up your house and move some things around. Organize your CD collection. Organize your books.
I think I'm also going to start selling my clothes on Depop.
Mm, that's a good idea.
Because I have a lot of clothes and like I donate most of my clothes, but mm-hmm. some of my clothes are like kind of expensive. You know what I mean? And
you're like maybe
still
I can make a little
on.
Cash.
Yeah,
like I'll donate
kind of like,
some
this
other
kind
stuff.
Of hurts. Yeah.
Mm, that's real.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair division of labor.
Yeah.
Some people get the stuff that I like. I can't make.
I
I'm not going to try to like.
Still.
Yeah.
I'm
like you're not donating holy like, stuff, yeah. but you're just like, I don't want to donate my $200 yeah. dress
that I wore maybe once for an hour. Like that
we
hurts
live in
me.
In capitalism, yeah. baby. I got to make some money back somehow. I get it.
Especially now that I'm down to like one job. Meg.
Miss five jobs is down. Whoa. Is really, really
what
struggling.
What happened was I asked for less jobs and I got less jobs.
So what we're saying is that Celine may have brought this on. We are going to go take a peek at the cedar tree destiny. In my backyard yeah. when we get home.
I need to smudge myself.
Just to make sure we're going to take all the precautions we can yeah. and get some cedar going. We'll see.
Please, God.
But yeah, I think it's just like try to keep it fresh. Try to do something
yeah.
new-ish or like talk to someone you haven't talked to in a while.
Yeah.
Do something to keep yourself engaged because I feel like it's going to be a lot of people just like watching Netflix all day, and that, like, while that's fun and do it, like, go for it. There's no problem with doing that. Right. If you do it every day for like a number of days,
you're already getting depressed.
Yeah, yeah. And you're gonna get irritable, and then like you're no fun to be with for anyone, and then you're not gonna want to call anyone, and then you get stuck in this vicious cycle of you just being alone and angry, which is no one wants to be like that. So just take time to do something different every once in a while.
Also, speaking of which, I feel like we should mention that you should still be using condoms and or protection. Because
because there's gonna be a baby boom after this for sure.
And also, like, you can still contract something, you know what I mean? Like, even if you're quarantined, like, you could still get something, and then you have to go to the clinic.
You don't want to go to the
clinic. And you don't want to go to the clinic right now because we're quarantining, baby. But also, Umbrella Clinic is doing phone appointments.
Love that.
Come through Dr. Bella.
Just and really the team. on that. Just really ahead doing of it. I really love doing that for the most. Her.
Yeah.
I love
that
for them, the whole team.
Yeah, so you might still have to drop off like samples or whatever at the clinic.
Yeah, you
might. But
if you have to get a test done, you have to go. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
But it's like less human contact. Mm-hmm. Less.
They'll offer you advice.
Yeah, less crowding.
A welcoming ear.
Yeah.
Comforting voice.
Yeah.
Love it.
Uh huh.
Stunning. Yeah, I feel like there's definitely going to be a big boom in babies in
me
nine
too.
Months.
Yeah, me too.
Which is
the corona babes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But like people get bored, and sex is one of those things people do when they're bored.
Or people that are like hooking up now because they like want a quarantine bae.
Yeah.
And then like a weekend they're gonna be like, oh my gosh.
Never mind. I picked the wrong one.
Never mind, but we're stuck in this building together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Don't shack up too quick, maybe. Yeah. Watch, just be careful.
Maybe be selective with the shacking. I say to myself, I'm like, stay strong.
Jumping
stay strong.
Back and forth between like, I need a quarantine bay and I'm like, going to be alone.
Hunt, so what if I need?
Incredible. We love looking out for all the options. Right? Incredible. Perfect. Mm. There has been some other interesting news this week. I know that seems like impossible. Like this has kind of been all the news has been focused on, which is understandable. It's a pretty wild situation. But some other things have been happening in the world, which are pretty interesting.
Just a couple things.
Just a couple. Just 50-11 things. Just a couple. So there's a new drug being on trial right now in Australia that is hopefully going to end domestic violence. This is the title of the article.
Right.
That's not like obviously
this is not what we're saying.
That's a reach.
Yeah.
But this is what they're saying. So domestic violence is a huge problem in Australia.
Yeah,
they have like one of
really
the highest
big.
Rates
yeah.
of domestic violence and like deaths due to domestic violence on the planet, which is insane.
Not the
so
one.
That's,
I'm shaking
that's
my head.
That's not the one. Yeah. Celine is not happy about that statistic.
Yeah, no.
She does not like it.
There are no words.
So the trial is called Reinvest and involves the subject taking a small dose of an antidepressant to lift serotonin and manage their anger to help prevent attacks. This is the allegedly what they want to do. This is the claim. A total of 200 men volunteered to take part in the trial, and 70% of them were domestic violence offenders. So that's a pretty good section of people in the trial. I don't know what proportion of actual domestic abusers that is.
Right, that's true.
Because that's only 200 people. That doesn't seem
and
like
many.
And
only 70% of that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's not a lot of people, but okay, sure. We're just starting
it's
out.
Something.
The person in charge of the study, Professor Schoenfield, said, all behavior is a consequence of brain activity. People who have a tendency to be impulsive, to behave rapidly without forethought, and potentially violent, have a relative deficiency, lower levels of this neurotransmitter called serotonin. Okay, sure. But,
also behavior is kind of learned, right? Isn't it?
Well,
I mean, I'm not a behavioralist or whatever it's
being
called.
Being reactive is one thing. And like, yeah, some people are more reactive than others, sure, due to whether that's due to how you were raised or whatever, or some kind of chemical imbalance.
Okay.
But there are also people who have these responses but then don't take it to the level of beating their spouse or killing their spouse. So to say that it's purely, it's just a neurotransmitter issue, and if we just give them a medication, they will be better, I think is it really restricting the effect of patriarchy on marriage, on people's partnerships, on relationships between men and women. I think it's kind of erasing the social stratification that happens, and that's a really big part of it.
And I think it also erases, like, what's it called? Not ownership, but, like,
culpability absolutely yeah like because you're still like, responsible.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I can't help myself. The same thing with like rapists or sexual abusers. It's like I was just like so tempted or whatever.
Yeah,
so I just feel like it's a real testament to the society in which this situation has become such
a problem
that this is now the solution to it.
It's a like medicine.
A medicine.
Yeah, very much so. It's it's kind of wild to me that they're like, well, we're just gonna do this medication. Also that they're treating it like treating people for depression, essentially. They're giving them an antidepressant. I'm like, but what if we dealt with the fact that like a lot of people are dealing with depression, which can cause other such issues? Like, why are we saying that it's some kind of like specific cause? Like, it's only these people only have this imbalance and this is what causes domestic violence. It's like, no, it's like depression is a huge thing, and then you have many different undercurrents that then combined together would make someone
And I mean, obviously, kind of people who, not everyone who experiences depression
is beating their spouse,
is violent. And also, it's not really teaching people how to be in good relations with one another.
No.
Like, you're just not making them want to enact violence. That's it.
Yeah, it's very much like almost taking away the impetus for it without taking away their culpability in making that decision. Because it's not like you are always in control of your life. To a certain extent. And while your mental health may not be 100%, the actions you take against other people are yours. You did do those things.
Right.
So to take away that kind of culpability and say, like, it's a chemical imbalance, by taking this pill, we will take away any kind of, like, instinct you have to harm other people, and therefore you will be completely 100% cured. I think it also sets these people up for failure if they're like, oh, this is going to fix me, and I'm therefore not going to have these urges anymore.
Right.
I think it sets them up for failure because they're going to think they're never going to be tempted again, or they're never going to be get that angry again to that point. And then when they do get there, they'll be like, this is supposed to fix this. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not working or something, or maybe I'm broken, and then maybe they end up in a terrible place. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and also it's specifically for domestic abuse, right? It's not like... it's not like, oh, these people are violent in every situation, therefore we're curbing these violent impulses, which is kind of what the person who's in charge of the study is saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're saying, like, oh, we're flooding the serotonin, whatever, whatever, so that they won't be as angry.
Yeah.
But that doesn't speak to, like, the different power relation between, like, men and women in a heterosexual relationship.
Exactly. And it's very much like a... when you hear people talk about like domestic violence, a lot of it is like, my opinion is that what goes on in the home is between a spouse, like spouses, or like some people need to be put in their place, or like the man is the head of the house, like all this other stuff. Like, it's a very like deep seated, I don't even know, patriarchy mass, a very deep seated belief system that these people have. It's not like a, it's not like a rage-based thing that just happens.
Yeah.
To, especially that you're saying, like, it just happens. Men just get violent, and that's just natural, and they just don't have enough serotonin. It's like, no. Men are human beings just like women and people of non-binary genders.
Yeah.
And they are culpable for their actions. The fact that they are most often the perpetrators of domestic violence probably speaks to an issue that we should be facing is not purely medical in any way. Yeah, it's a social issue.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mess. I don't really love it. So there's a randomized control. So half the patients are given a placebo and half of them are given the actual treatment.
So again, like, if you're saying that this treatment is supposed to stop domestic abuse or like greatly diminish it, isn't that kind of unethical to be giving people a placebo to let that continue?
Yeah, and to be I hope this helps you, but also it won't. So, like, are you just, like, did you give their spouse, like, a number to call? Like, what did you do to protect the person who's being abused? What did you do to protect the spouse from abuse? You didn't, because you wanted to see what would happen, because they're basically an experiment to you. That's not really cool at all.
It seems like a mess.
Well, and then, like, another person working on the trial said that some of the anecdotal evidence they're seeing is quite compelling. People are reporting that they react differently in situations. They're less likely to fly off the handle and that they can engage in meaningful relationships. But, like, is that just a choice they're making because they're being watched?
Yeah.
Like what?
That's true.
There's so many questions with scientific studies like these where it's like, is any of it related to being monitored, being watched? Because people react differently when they know they're being watched all the time. We know this.
Right.
Is it due to the fact that now that they're thinking about the fact that they don't want to be like this anymore, they're just changing their behavior. It's not medical at all. They're saying, I recognize I have abused my spouse and I don't want to do that anymore. Let me change. That's the thing about a study like this, is the people who are in this study recognize they have a problem. Right. What about the people who don't recognize they have a problem? They're not going to want to take a pill. They don't think anything's wrong.
They don't
even
want to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't think that. Well, they're like, this is how marriage works. This is how you treat your spouse. And it's like, well, those people aren't going to take this medication. So what's
regardless,
how is this going to help really?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting concept. It's good that they're looking into it and trying to come up with a solution for this very, very rampant problem. But, like, I do not think this is an overarching problem fixer. I don't think this is something you could, like, implement.
Also, like, Australian culture is kind of, like, I mean, obviously we're a capitalistic society, but, like, I feel like it's even worse kind of there in many ways.
I have no idea, to be honest. So.
Yeah, and, like, the way that they address, like, social issues and stuff is kind of, like, very bizarre to me. So maybe that's just like sort of a,
it ties in with all of that kind of perspective. I could, like, definitely see that
kind of thing.
All right, well, we're gonna go to a little break,
do
you a little song, and then we'll be back to talk more about all this good stuff.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
See you soon. Bye.
CILU is sponsored in part by the Students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk in Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the Student Center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
You say that I go out to get you off my mind. We've been done for a while now, and honestly, I'm fine. It's not a game that you are losing when I'm with someone else, and I'm not missing us. If I can live without you soon. Trying to make you jealous, jealous. I do better things with my head turned than trying to make you jealous, jealous. Why can't we move on with our lives? I know you'd rather know that I'm home alone.
Back on 102.7 CILU. That was Jealous by Lennon Stella.
Canadian. Love that.
We love a Canadian artist. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
We would.
I hear it on the radio other places, so I thought we would play it here on the local radio station.
This is the Canadian. Only radio station.
The only radio station that exists. Sorry. Didn't realize. So, More news.
More stuff.
More interesting stuff. Super cool. A man from London has become the second person in the world to be cured of HIV, doctors say.
Work.
So we already know that through the plethora of treatments available to people now, U equals U, undetectable equals untransmittable.
Right.
This is using like the regimen that currently exists.
Yes.
You can become undetectable and therefore untransmittable. You're not technically cured, but you cannot transmit it to a partner and you are therefore Gucci.
Right.
They're actually thinking that you could probably donate blood.
Oh.
They haven't tested this, obviously. Okay. But the theory is that you could donate blood, and if someone were to receive that donated blood, they would not contract HIV because undetectable equals untransmittable. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So that's a thing that exists already. But now they're saying that they have two confirmed cases of people who have been cured of HIV. So Adam Castillejo is still free of the virus more than 30 months after stopping antiretroviral therapy. He was not cured by the traditional HIV drugs, but by a stem cell treatment he received for a cancer he had.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
Which is what happened to the other person who was cured.
That's a fun side effect.
It's interesting.
Of also being cured of cancer.
Yeah. Well, because the thing, so when you get through this article, it's basically like this isn't going to become a treatment for HIV because it's extremely experimental. It's very invasive and complicated.
Mm.
And it has a high risk of failure. The reason they do this treatment on these two men specifically is because of the cancers they contracted due to their AIDS.
So
they
become, gotcha.
Anything you contract once you have HIV, because you have such a compromised immune system, becomes that much more complicated.
Right.
So they have to go with like the most extreme treatments, which is stem cells. But a side effect of it is that you start producing healthy cells.
Two birds, one stone.
Interesting. So the donor of the stem cells have an uncommon gene that gives them, and now Mr. Castillejo, protection against HIV. In 2011, Timothy Brown, who was then referred to as the Berlin patient, became the first person reported as cured of HIV 3.5 years after having a similar treatment. So was undetectable for 3 years after the fact.
I have a question.
Ask it.
So they knew that these donors of the stem cells had protection against HIV?
Yeah, there's apparently a, hold on. There's a there are people who are resistant to HIV-1.
That's cool.
By having a mutated copy of the CCR5 receptor.
That's really cool.
So they test the blood and find that it has this receptor, and I guess that's what they use to get the stem cells.
Mm.
And then that person becomes immune because the blood is from someone who is immune.
The blood.
It's pretty cool. It's very, it's super different. I've never heard of something like this.
Right.
For a disease.
I mean, I'm not a science gal, but.
But so cool.
Very cool.
So it's a year after they first announced he was clear of the virus and he still remains free of it. So that's.
That's pretty dope.
Super interesting.
Well done.
I don't know. It just like blows my mind. It's so cool that. Not only are they then curing you of this cancer that has been caused by this disease, but also they're curing you of this disease.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine how much of a relief that would feel? Like,
yeah.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. It's only used as a last resort, like I said. And they're not going to stop using antiretroviral treatments.
Right.
Because they work.
Yeah,
they really do.
Yeah,
people living with HIV live so much longer than they ever lived before. They're living healthy lives. They're living full lives. There is no like...
There's no difference between them and someone else.
They're totally fine. They're just using these medications. So they're not going to stop using that treatment. They're just the knowledge that this gene that is in some people's blood that is resistant to HIV exists means that they can study it and then hopefully maybe use it in some kind of treatment
protection
down
or
the
whatever.
Road. Yeah. But it's cool that it's working on some people now.
Yes.
Love
that.
It's impossible to say with absolute certainty that either of these people will not have their HIV return or that they won't become symptomatic again. They can't predict that because they're the only two people who've had this treatment.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Castillo told the New York Times, it's a unique position to be in, a unique and very humbling position. I want to be an ambassador of hope. I don't want people to think, oh, you've been chosen. No, it just happened. I was in the right place and probably the right time when it happened. So,
oh,
like,
nice.
It's a really positive thing,
yeah.
But it also is kind of scary because it's very experimental. They
right,
don't really know
right,
what
right,
the long-term
right.
effects are. They don't really know if this is a permanent cure. That's why they've been testing for so long, and they don't really announce it very publicly because they're like, we don't want to give people false hope. But yeah, it's a super interesting story.
Work.
I thought it was super neat.
Yeah. And also, hopefully it will like help to alleviate some stigma, right?
Because absolutely.
I think like what's so scary about things like HIV or even honestly like even herpes.
Yeah.
Is like it never goes away, quote unquote, like yes. never goes away. Like that's a for lifer.
Yeah.
So if you could just know that like it could go away. Because mm-hmm. even is when
curable
you say,
or treatable.
Yeah. Even yeah. when you say like undetectable is
yeah untransmittable,
it's still like okay, but the stigma, you know what I yes. mean, like I'm still living with that stigma,
which is absolutely true.
So yeah, it's just cool. Hopefully it will help more than just like those two people, right?
Yeah, hopefully this kind of like result will mean that they'll really put some effort and some money into researching these different whatever they are, receptors, I think they are.
Yeah, and maybe not make them so expensive.
Yeah, not make them expensive, make them publicly available and
yeah.
like look into a way of doing it that's not so high risk.
Yeah.
And so like scary for people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but super cool. Mm-hmm. I really thought that was an uplifting story to hear.
Yes.
In a time like right now, especially right? when we're dealing with like a flu that people can't really figure out. Uh-huh. It's interesting to see that like something that had a similar effect yeah. that had such yeah. a like widespread
scary.
And devastating effect yeah. on people is now being like treated and being successfully
mm-hmm.
Eradicated. It's mm-hmm. super cool. I was really intrigued by that.
Yes. Go off.
Further news. It's positive, but it's also kind of like I don't really want to dwell on it. You know, I talked about it enough, I feel like, in previous
right.
episodes. I did like
long rants, speeches. Monologues.
No, as I am wont to do. Harvey Weinstein's been sentenced to 23 years in prison.
Whoop, whoop.
Which was something people really didn't think was going to happen.
Yeah.
People were very, like, pretty sure that it was just going to be one of those slap on the hand, pay a fine
mm-hmm.
situations. No. Prison.
I mean, should he have gotten more?
Always.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, like sure. the thing was too, his legal team was like, if he spends more than, I think it was 5 years, 5 or 8 years in jail, he's going to die because apparently he's very like sick or something.
Not to be excited, but.
But yeah. And then the judge was like, you deserve 4 more time, but maybe the 23 years will be enough. And
we'll
I was
make
like,
sure that you'll be like dead.
The shade from this judge. That is a very intense thing to say to someone when you're like in that position, you know, you're
yeah.
supposed to be very like nothing. Like you're not supposed to be emotional. You're not supposed
yeah.
to react to the verdict. You're just supposed to be an arbiter of the law. But when you're in that kind mm-hmm. of righteous position, I think I'm going to excuse
but
the emotional
you remember
response.
The judge who was in the Larry Nassar
uh-huh.
case and
yes.
how she was like just ripping him a new one.
She really went for
and
it.
And I was like, yes. And she was like, I'm speaking for like all the little girls who like
mm-hmm.
you hurt. And I'm like, yes.
Did you see actually, sidebar, did you see that tweet? I think it was at Simone Biles from US
yes!
Gymnastics.
Yes!
And they were like, happy birthday yeah. to the most decorated gymnast.
Yeah, can't continue see what to amaze us.
Continue to amaze us. Enjoy yeah. your day. And she was like, what about if for my birthday you did an internal investigation?
Yeah, she was like,
tweeted
what if you
back
amazed
at them.
Me by, yeah.
I Stan.
Yeah.
I these
Simone
honestly
Biles,
these gymnasts
yeah.
are some of the toughest girls
mm-hmm.
I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
they are just relentless.
Yeah, which
and
I
really love it. I appreciate mm-hmm. it. And I also see like how completely difficult and devastating it would be
mm-hmm.
for them because there also are so many, which
yeah.
is terrifying. But yeah, just like the relentlessness and the fact that he was punished. And they're like, yeah, that's great. But also this organization protected
yeah,
him for many,
yeah.
many years. And that's not okay. We need to figure out how that happened.
Yeah.
Exactly where on the chain that
mm-hmm.
was being communicated and allowed to happen. We need to have justice for all of these people.
Yes.
Not just like the person who perpetrated it. Because you were all involved. You were all instrumental in what happened.
Yes.
Which I think is completely valid. And I think is true of the Weinstein
mm-hmm.
too. I'm like, yeah, he was a bad, mad man and should definitely go to prison. Absolutely. He's definitely culpable.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many people who allowed this behavior to go on, who said nothing when they knew it was happening.
Or that guy, what's his name? He died or, like, was murdered or, like, conspiracy or whatever.
Epstein?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, Hillary Clinton, like, maybe knew about it or whatever.
Had many connections
yeah.
in politics and in Hollywood.
Because
yeah.
then she, like, distanced herself at one point
mm-hmm.
or whatever when she heard, like, things were coming down.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? Like, People it should be a reckoning. People be knowing.
Yeah. It absolutely should be a reckoning, and it should make people afraid who were involved.
Yeah.
And were helping these people out, or like covering things, or trying to make them so people wouldn't know about them because they were embarrassed. Like any of those things, mm-hmm. if you knew about it and were covering it up, you should also have your comeuppance, your reckoning.
Yes.
Because you were involved, even if you didn't specifically commit the thing. You knowing and letting it happen mm-hmm. is a wrongdoing. You did something wrong.
Especially when it's like a child or someone in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
Like you have a duty to another person in general.
To
but
a human being, yeah.
But if you are in a position of power and like you do nothing and you just stand by when your whole job is to like protect that person, mm-hmm. like there's truly just a special place for you.
Yeah.
In hell.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so like many of the women who spoke out about Weinstein have been mm-hmm. sharing their relief okay. and also some surprise at the outcome because they really weren't sure this was going to happen.
Right, that's
they were
fair.
Like hopeful, but obviously with this criminal justice system the way it is, you
expect
got some money,
to be disappointed.
You expect yeah. to be disappointed, especially in sexual assault, rape, violence cases like this.
Especially a white rich man.
Uh-huh. We got away with it for so long.
Right, right.
Like so many things were, I feel like a lot of things got like excluded from the case because
so
they were
too,
just
yeah.
too old
yeah
because of the statute of limitations, which is so annoying.
Or maybe like less salacious.
Yeah, like they were like, that's not really the severity we're going for.
Yeah,
we need like only the
we
most
need to
severe.
Pinpoint
it's like,
yeah.
yeah, but all of these things are bad. It's just that those things are like
the worst or like criminal.
Most criminally yeah. like culpable. Yeah. Like they are most compelling in a case, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of wild. Terrell Wolf shared her reaction to the trial prior to the sentencing.
Because okay.
They do the trial and they say you're guilty, and then they do the sentencing, which is when they decide what's going to happen to
yeah.
you. So before the sentencing, but after the trial, she said, I hope that this sentence sends a clear message that times have changed and more women need to speak out for themselves and that men and women need to speak out for others. The massive amount of gratitude is an unsettling reminder that few expected for Weinstein to face any consequences or see any form of justice, which is very true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people didn't expect anything to really happen. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it is because it was like so that they had to make an example of him. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, I feel like this was a landmark case. And I think also a lot of people were mentioning even when the Me Too movement first began. But, like, it's Hollywood elites against mm-hmm. a Hollywood elite. Like,
yeah.
it was a lot of well-known actresses. It was a lot of people who people know by name, by first name,
yeah.
coming out and saying things. So it's one of those things where, unfortunately, these people's voices and these people's lives are valued more
yeah.
by the press, by the criminal justice system. So mm-hmm. to not have any kind of punishment
mm-hmm.
would set a precedent that could destroy the criminal justice system, I would argue.
Yeah.
Because if you have people with these kind of platforms and these kind of voices saying, like, I do not trust the criminal justice system, it did not
right.
bring
and
justice,
these
you
are,
have a problem.
Yeah, and these are, like, the people that are positioned as, like, trustworthy or, like,
mm-hmm.
good citizens.
Or, like, the people you should look up to. They're
yeah.
like, this is the life you want to
yeah.
live. This is where this is why you work 9 to 5, Becky. You want to be Jennifer
yeah.
Aniston or whoever. You want to be this person. And then they're like,
mm-hmm.
well, that person actually was attacked by their
yeah.
boss.
And then not believed.
And then
like,
not believed.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, that is me. So
that
actually,
is
great. Cool. I do
so
not want to
be relatable. And then
thanks,
they just have more money. Okay, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it was very like these rich white women were attacked. And therefore,
yeah.
if they can't get justice, how can your average woman get justice?
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was a lot of a lot built up in it
yeah.
that it had to go somewhere, especially because it was so public and it was so vast. Like it wasn't
mm-hmm.
it wasn't a 10 women thing. It wasn't a 15. It was
like
hundreds. Like
one.
Yeah. It was hundreds, which I really disagree with the fact
really
that you have to
me.
Like
yeah.
compile many, many, many stories to prove that something happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a crime is a crime. And if it was committed against you, people should believe you.
Yeah.
But I mean, this was one of those cases where it was just the evidence was enormous. There was no way you could be like, this probably didn't happen. All of these people are making it up. And
yeah.
so for them to not do anything about it would have been just an egregious
yeah.
misuse of the law.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's also when you were just talking about how it shouldn't be like multiple, it shouldn't have to be multiple
mm-hmm.
cases. I was just thinking like, it's just sickening that it mostly always is multiple people.
It's never someone who did something one time.
Mm-mm. So I think that's why it's so important to, like, even if you can't, like, even if you don't want to say something to the police, because mm-hmm. obviously, like, that doesn't really get you anywhere.
And can further traumatize yeah. and victimize
maybe
you.
Maybe just tell someone. Like, just maybe tell someone you trust. Because yeah. maybe that person has some experience with that same person. Or, like, maybe they know of somebody else. And, like, I don't know. Like, maybe if you know that there's multiple people, like, that might change how you feel about it or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know that when I knew that multiple people had been, like, assaulted by the same person, it made me feel like more validated in a weird way.
Well, because, like, I think, yeah, a lot of the times, especially we as women, are taught that, like, you probably misinterpreted that.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't even like yeah. you. You just thought he was being yeah. creepy, but he's really not. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, all this other stuff. And I think we talk ourselves out of it because we don't want to cause a problem. We don't want to be too loud. We don't want to alienate people, because then if you say this guy did this weird thing, now all of his friends don't like you and yeah. all this other stuff, and it just causes a lot of complication in your life. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to make that happen to us. So we try to talk ourselves out of it as much as possible.
Yeah.
But then when you have other people being like, no, the guy's weird. Like, yeah. he did this thing. Yeah, you definitely feel validated. You're more like, okay, well, I'm not disrupting things. We are disrupting things.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because I have protection.
Yeah.
It's not just me against the world.
And also, like, then you can just, like, warn other people. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
then things start going around, like, oh, yeah, this person, like, maybe stay away from this person. Even if you don't feel like going to the cops, like I said, is going to do anything, because yeah. a lot of the times it really does not do anything, sadly.
Yeah, it's true.
So if you feel like that's not going to help you, or that's not, like, what you want to do, then maybe just, like, yeah, tell a friend, or, like,
yeah. I know a lot of people say things like, you shouldn't, like, spread that kind of stuff around if you don't know, if you don't have confirmation, but, like, if you trust the person who's telling you yeah. this thing, I think you should be careful and say whatever you think is right.
Yeah, because,
like, I think telling people, watch out for that guy, he's weird, he did this thing to my friend, and yeah. I don't know what he's about, I think that's a completely valid that's thing fair. To say to someone.
Yeah.
And also, like, doesn't, like, I'm not saying, like, you're getting fired from your job.
No.
I'm not, like, I'm just saying, be careful around that guy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the times, men are weird and do bad things to especially, women. So yeah. I think being careful makes sense.
Especially if they've done it multiple times, then yeah. they'll, like, know how to, like, build some kind of level of trust.
100%.
So yeah, maybe just, like, yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
It's think true. About things and then try not to think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was a weird day when he got sentenced. Did you see that there was a not even a meme, but it was like a screen cap from Sex and the City of Samantha. Mm-mm. There's an episode where she goes, Harvey Weinstein is here, like, in a restaurant.
Oh.
But they changed it. They crossed out here to incarcerated.
Oh.
It's good.
Work.
I appreciate it. I was like, I actually don't know if I ever saw if Kim Cattrall responded to it.
Oh, really?
But I wish she would actually reenact it. Yeah. That would be yeah. really good.
That would be really good.
Canadian queen, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah, did you see when Courtney Love, like, said on red carpet, like, years and years and years ago, like, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a hotel, don't go?
I think I did see that.
Yeah, but, like, everybody discounts her.
Yeah.
Because she's, like, a bit wild and free. And she said it, like, multiple times. Like, there's, like, interviews of her being like, don't go to a hotel room.
Which
don't
is
talk
like
to him. Don't work with him.
I know, and people are like, yeah, you know. And the thing about it, too, is people are like, oh, you know, some people are just tougher than others, and they can take it.
Yeah.
The problem is that you just weren't tough enough, and you didn't, yeah. like, you didn't fight him off enough, or you weren't, like, mean enough to him. You have to really turn them down, because they don't know what they're doing. They just yeah. think every girl likes them or something
yeah.
wild like
they're
that.
Really old-fashioned or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are just used to getting their way, so you yeah. just have to be really tough with them. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was...
That was a thing.
Uplifting. I'm glad yeah. that happened. Rotten jail. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Rotten
Appreciate
jail.
That. Rotten jail.
Enjoy it's, your
it
failing
really,
health.
Honestly, and it really bothered me. And I know this is probably nothing. It's right. very me and my conspiracy theory mind.
Okay.
But, like, the dude was walking around, like, hanging out, being a person, then all of a sudden, all this stuff comes out, and he's got a walker, yeah. and he's very frail and sick, and I'm like, well, I understand that the court of public opinion can make you feel right. not so good when they don't like you, but, laughing. Like, the physical reaction right. seems like a lot, and kind of felt to me.
Right.
I was very suspicious of it, and right. I still am. I'm still very, like, this is very suspect to me.
Right.
That you're all of a sudden very, very sick and, like, frail. Like, it feels like someone pandering to a jury and being like, but this very sick man, he can't go to right. jail. He won't live.
But I also think, like, perhaps, like, all of the bad things he's done has really caught up to him.
That you is know also what I mean? Possible that it really did yeah. infect him in his body, yeah. the bad things he put out into the world, and he is now paying for them with yeah. his physical health. That could be a thing. I'd really like either. That, Carmi. Yeah. I'm down. I'm honestly down with whatever's happening. I'm a bad person in this case. I'm going to take that on. I have a very vindictive heart, and I think this man deserves everything he gets.
Yeah, I do too. Honestly. I think maybe, like, double it. Maybe get, maybe like, double it. Maybe get, like, 46 years.
Life.
Yeah.
I no mean, one ever gets life. His life. It will be. But yeah, but, like, that's not. The point of a life sentence is that they have said you got a life sentence.
Yeah.
You are imprisoned for life.
Especially when they even do, like, consecutive life years. Sentences and yeah. stuff. Like, what are they going to do? Revive? No, it's like
the they're point just of making it. Sure. Because yeah. I feel like one time I saw an article. I don't know if this is true. It might have been just, like, a fake something. But someone got, like, executed by lethal Stop. Injection, quote unquote. But it, like, didn't work.
So they revived. So they
like
out?
Yeah, basically they couldn't, they were like legally dead, so they oh. could not keep them in jail.
Like, honestly, what a loophole.
I feel like that might have been fake, but, like, I can see that being, like, a Me weird case my heart. Or, like, it was like they were executed by electrocution and it didn't work or something.
Oh,
I feel like that happened one time and they were like, no,
just one time,
no concurrent life sentences, one after the other, just yeah. in case we decide we, which, like, is a whole nother topic of, like, right. corporal punishment, but, like, interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
On a positive, like, more positive note.
Okay.
After several years and many petitions, Stanford University has installed a plaque with the words of Chanel Miller at a campus memorial garden.
Yes.
Which is amazing. The plaque was installed on Monday, February 24th.
My birthday.
I love that. That's stunning. With these words from her famous victim yes. impact statement. You took away my worth, my privacy, my energy, my time, my safety, my intimacy, my confidence, my own voice. Until today. That's yes, what's on the Chanel plaque. Miller. I love that.
You know what? Now that we're all quarantined, yeah. we should all read Chanel Miller's memoir.
Listen to the audiobook. Apparently it's very good.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think I would cry. I think I need to read. That's I'm a fair. Reader.
I also love a read. Yeah. But if you, like, want to listen and, like, I don't oh, yeah, know. Okay. If you want to listen to her words, yeah. accessibility needs, if you can't yeah. find a book
yeah.
or you don't want to leave your house, I'm sure you could download
or
an audiobook.
Or you're watching a baby. You probably shouldn't
get it in your headphones.
Just be in the book.
Yeah. You're holding something.
Me babysitting.
While you're cooking. I love to listen to a podcast or an audiobook while I'm cooking. So, okay. like, why not listen to this?
Oh, I'm not a good cook, so I need to focus. But
fair enough.
But multitasking
you don't have to focus yeah. on the background noise. Okay. It'll just, like, become involved in your person.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I'm okay. sure that's not true.
Big brain. Big brain tricks from Meg.
There you go. Just so you know. The university originally rejected the quote. But then Why? Reversed the opinion after public pressure.
Because it was too much. It was too
basically,
spicy.
Basically, yeah, that it was too much. It's set. Who is he? The provost said it's a contemplative space that seeks to honor and support survivors of sexual violence and remind us all of our obligation to the safety and well-being of all our community. Which reads another plaque at the entrance to the garden.
Okay.
Apparently, I think it was just that it was too much, or like they were like.
They were like, we wanted something, like, shiny and happy.
Yeah, we wanted positivity.
And Chanel Miller was like, no.
That's going to be a no from me, actually, folks. But, like, thanks. Thanks so much.
What an absolute legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So love that for her.
Yeah. So read that book.
Read that book. Also, read the victim impact statement. Yeah. That's really good, too. Very important.
Oh, my gosh. It's a lot.
It's very heavy. Like, it's take care of lot. Yourself also yeah. if you're going to, like, take breaks if you think you're going to be triggered by it. I'm
it's
not
very
saying
good. Yeah.
it's very good, but, like, if you can't take it, that's absolutely fine, and you shouldn't have to put yourself through
that. It took me down
that.
For a couple of days. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
So, well, I guess which now, since everyone's off work and can't really go anywhere, maybe this is the time to do yeah. something emotionally traumatizing. But yeah, it's like, take your time with it. It's one of those things that's very heavy. You don't have to like read it in one sitting.
Yeah.
Take breaks. Talk to people about it. Don't feel like you have to struggle with it alone.
Yeah.
There's but, like, yeah.
There, I think there's somebody reading it on YouTube. I can't remember if it's like some kind of staffer of like an,
like reading the Times it or something. In video?
Yeah. Oh. I think. Because I definitely didn't read it. I listened to it.
I saw multiple people, like a group of people reading the victim impact statement, but I think that was a video. It wasn't the book, though. I know I've seen people reading. I know I've seen people listening to the book.
Okay.
But I don't know if I've seen a video. I'll have to look into that, though. Mm. That's very interesting.
Yeah, no, it was just the victim impact statement, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else can you do? Listen to Me Indigena podcast.
Yep.
And stop asking me questions.
Yep.
And
Call Her Auntie.
Call Her Auntie podcast.
I'm loving that one.
Also, stop asking me questions.
Don't ever contact Celine again. Don't We're in ever isolation, DM which me means again. Do not message. She's not answering DMs. All DMs are currently going through me, and I will block you just for no reason because I do not care about your feelings. I could
forward them to you, honestly.
That'd be funny if I was your manager and you were like, here's my login. Take care of my DMs. I would do that, actually. That would be bad, though, because you would probably end up with a lot of severed friendships, because I'd just be like, no.
They're not even my friends, though, Meg.
So. No, but like a friend would message you, and okay. I'd be like, we're not answering those, and it would just be not good. I'd probably jump the gun a little bit too intensely, but you know.
But take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself in this time. Stuff. There's a backlog of LU Radio shows. So if you like missed any of our old shows, you can listen to them. They're organized by date. Mm-hmm. You can download them and take them with you wherever you want to go. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We'll try to be some like posting some stuff. Maybe we'll see.
If we have free time. Follow our personal Twitters because they're funny.
Because we're a good time. We should tag ourselves in the bio.
We should.
We're gonna do that when we leave. Actually,
I'm private, but I'll accept you if you're not my boss.
Fair enough. We'll let you search it. We'll make it searchable. But yeah, have a good week. And we'll see you in the next one. Stay safe out there. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Are you looking for something to make your resume stand out? Frontier College can provide you with volunteer opportunities to make your resume look exceptional. Frontier College recruits volunteers to run after-school programs and become literacy tutors for children, youth, and adults. This is a great opportunity to make a difference in your community. Frontier College is seeking volunteers who can commit an hour or two a week to become a volunteer tutor. Please call 807-285-3343 for more info or email thunderbay@frontiercollege.ca.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts.